So, maybe you've got a great idea for a business and want to start selling your products or services online. Maybe you're an established business owner looking for new customers. Or maybe you're interested in starting a new personal website. No matter who you are, GoDaddy wants to help you succeed online. Right now, GoDaddy is offering a .com domain for just $149, people. $149, okay? Not $149, $1.49. Go to GoDaddy.com and enter promo code WWC149. That is WWC149 to get your $1.49.com. Some limitations apply. See website for details. Okay, thank you. Bye, guys.
Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens? Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on Bravo. I'm Ronnie Caron from Trash Talk TV, and as usual, I'm here with the talented, gorgeous, and large penis, Ben Mandelker. Ben.
Wow. Thank you so much. Hello, Ben. I just knocked over my cup of coffee with my large penis. I was so excited that you mentioned it. I just moved everything off the table.
Ben, you either need a smaller penis or higher tables.
Okay. Or both, really. I mean, why not? Safety first.
Yeah. You can find Ben's stuff at bsideblog.com or you can listen to his other podcast called The Banter Blender.
Yay.
That is not with me. So enjoy listening to that.
But Ronnie comes on once in a while. I have to record another episode. I haven't done one in about 2 weeks.
Ben, don't be so lazy, Ben.
I'm such a lazy fool.
And I'm Ronnie. You can find me at Trash Talk TV. I'm writing Real Housewives of Beverly Hills recaps over there. And we're also having auditions. So if you have a real shitty attitude and like making jokes about people on TV, come over and audition.
Or if you have a large penis.
Or if you have a gigantic penis that likes to write jokes and knock coffee off tables.
Yeah, and you can hear MJ's pulling up right next door to get ready to audition.
MJ.
She's like, I hear there's a chocolate croissant.
Come to our Facebook page, facebook.com/watchwithcrappens, because that's where we talk to everybody and everybody does, and we talk about Bravo shows, and we usually have live threads while the shows are going on to discuss shows together. It's a really fun community. You can post articles and read articles that other people post. It's a great place there, and we are almost at 3,000 likes, which is so exciting. We're seven away.
Seven wonderful people away from liking us, and then we'll be that much closer to 10,000 likes.
Oh my God. You can find all our social media links, our Twitters, Instagrams, Facebooks, etc. on watchwhatcrappens.com. And if you want to subscribe to this podcast and get extras like our bonus episodes weekly, our monthly ringers, or our Google Hangout with other listeners, which we do once a month, and those are like parties basically, where we all video chat and laugh our asses off for an hour. Come to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens and become a subscriber. There's many different levels. And you don't have to subscribe. This will always remain free. But if you want extras, come subscribe, because it's awesome that we can actually do this and work less. Yay.
It's true. And we just did we actually just recorded our bonus episode, and we talked about Greg Plitt dying from workout, and also Yolanda Foster's Lyme disease, and we talked about cereal some more, and Stassi threatening to leave Vanderpump Rules, and we really got into it. So it was fun.
Basically an entire bonus episode of zero sympathy or empathy.
Yeah. It was an episode about the worst things in the world.
Yeah. We didn't talk about AIDS, but we should have.
We can get there.
Yeah.
Listen, we're going to be talking about Jax later, so you know, it could happen.
Yeah, we're kind of there.
I also want to give one other little plug. Sorry, everyone. Sorry. I want to give a plug to Angie Thomas's podcast, because Angie came on to our show last week. We had so much fun with her. Everyone seemed to love her, unsurprisingly, because she's great. So if you want to check out Angie's podcast, it's on our Facebook page. I can't do the whole link, but it's called All the Way. If you like her, go to our Facebook page. The link is up. You may have to scroll down a little bit. You'll find it. And go listen. Have fun.
Yeah, she's great.
She was so great.
We were trying to get our little Katie Cazorla on today, but she had a meeting at work at her nail salon. So whatever.
Whatever.
Thanks a lot, bitch knuckle. Maybe next time. Okay, yeah. So that's enough plugging. Let's get on to some Bravo shows. Let's start with Beverly Hills,
baby. Oh, my. Ronnie, this, you know what? You know, there's no better proof. We keep on saying the past few weeks that Beverly Hills is back in true form. It's the best it's been since season two. And there's no better way to show that we're back in season two form than by having Kim Richards drunk off her ass again. Or actually just high off of a pill.
Yes. I have not said that it's as good as it is in season two. Because frankly, I've been bored. But Ben has been totally into it.
Yeah,
but
I love
you
it.
Know what? I mean, I wrote this in my recap, but it is really sad that Kim Richards has to be ruining her life for the show to be fun.
Yeah.
But every time this show has been really super fun, it's been because Kim is a drunk. I'm sorry, but it's the truth. It's always causing all kinds of trouble. She's hilarious when she's off the rails, and then everyone's reactions are hilarious when she's off the rails.
Oh, it's so true.
So basically, it was game night, which is a bad omen on this show.
Yes, always so bad.
Yeah, it was game night, and it was at Eileen's house, so everybody had to drive a damn hour to get there, which, you know, of course, gave them all time to get shit-faced in the car on the way over. Brandy was driving with Kyle, and she brought three bottles of champagne, and I think literally drank an entire one by herself on the way there. So she went from trying to be nice to Kyle to just being shit-faced and completely mocking Kyle. Which was amazing to watch.
Right.
Then in another car, you have Lisa Rinna stuck with Kim Twitchards.
Poor Lisa Rinna.
I mean, off the rails, shit-faced.
Lisa Rinna, I am loving Lisa Rinna. I love how she can be so cheery and yet totally shade other people. You know, like, I think we've all been in that situation where you find yourself stuck in a car with someone who's like way too drunk or way too whatever, and you realize like, wow, for the next half an hour, this is going to be torture. I just have to, like, say enough things. That way their mood does not get belligerent. And just, like, hear them
beat up.
Like, they're going to repeat their stories three times over and over and over again. They're going to, like, air all their sad things. Like, you know, because it's like, I really try so hard in life. And, you know, I just feel like sometimes people don't get that. Like, that's what happens, you know?
Yep.
And so when Lisa Rinna was there and I could see, she was like, what am I doing with this woman? Like, what do I say? And you have to sort of, like, you know, load them up with all sorts of fake praise. Like, oh, no, you're a great actor. You're a great actress.
You're acting right now, Kim. You're acting right now. And Kim's like, yeah, I bet your ass I am. Hey, black kid, you don't have a place to live. Come home and live with me and play football and become friends with my kid. Blindside! I was so good in that movie. Lisa Rinna's like, yes, Kim, yes, you were. You were great at that. And Speed.
Yeah. Oh gosh. No, that was
Kim gets in the car and she's like, hey, and Lisa's like, hey Kim, how's everything going? She's like, oh god, I'm ornery. She's like, what? She's like, I'm ornery. Do you know what that means? She's stupid. She's like, are you drunk? Lisa Rinna flat out is like, are you drunk or high? And Kim's like, not today.
I don't smoke.
I don't drink. I don't smoke out of my armpits.
I don't
do it out of my mouth. Let me finish my sentence.
Notice that she left out I don't do pills.
Well, she did actually. It took a minute. She said, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't take pills. And Carl's like, you're on something. She's like, oh, yeah, before it. Okay, so also just lies. I mean, addict lies, which we all know if we've been there or know someone who has.
Yeah.
Lie, okay? Lie after lie, which is typical, but goddamn, Kim. So she's like, no, I'm not drunk. So later in the evening, I don't want to even skip over anything that happens, but Kyle goes to the bathroom and Kim follows her in. And that's when she's like, I'm not drinking or smoking or taking pills, except for that pill I just took.
Yeah. She's like, I'm 100% in pain, so my auntie gave me a pill. I'm like, oh, God.
Which is such a lie, because in the limo on the way over, Lisa's like, what's wrong with you? And she's like, Monty's, like, I mean, I've been there with Monty every day, and he's just gonna leave me like that? I mean, I don't even know where he is. And Brenna's like, oh, well, he has cancer. He's dying, right? But she's so blunt, you know. Yeah. It's like, well, he's dying of cancer, right? Maybe he's just sad. And she's like, oh, yeah, well, how do you think I feel? I mean, I've been there, and now you're just going to leave me like that, Monty? And then later on in the night, she tells Kyle, oh, I was feeling some pain, so Monty gave me a pill. Really? Because yeah. Monty's not there. So yeah. Maybe Monty left because you kept stealing his goddamn cancer pills, Kim.
Yeah. She's like, no, it wasn't Monty. It was Kingsley. Kingsley came out and gave me a pill. And I was like, okay, Kingsley, we can go play.
Marky Mark was in my house asking me to be in Ghostbusters. And I was like, I don't even know how to pronounce the Goonies.
So I said, okay, Slimer, get out of my library. I'll take this pill and you go talk to Kim Richards. Oh, wait, that's me.
I used to date the gargoyle from in front of the library.
I took the guy from the painting in Ghostbusters 2 to the prom. It was great. We rode horses.
The Marshmallow Man gave me some Tylenol PM, and
there was slime coming out of the bathtub, so I called up Bobby Brown. I'm like, stop singing that Ghostbusters song and give me some booze.
I love that any drug addict is Bobby's fault.
Well, did you see the Whitney? Did you see the Whitney biopic? Oh, we should talk about that.
Oh my God, no, I did not see it. Did you?
Oh yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Was it good?
Well, you know, for a Lifetime biopic, it was on the better end of the spectrum. I mean, if you're comparing it to Liz and Dick, but it was like Saint Bobby. It was like Whitney was the one who made him start doing drugs, and like he gave up his.
I'm so sure.
He was like, the whole thing was like, oh, Bobby, like, he gave up his career so that way he could help Whitney's career. And Bobby was like, yeah, the one.
Bobby's
and, like,
amazing career that he had going on.
Yeah, every scene was Bobby being like, Whitney, I just love you. Like, they even had scenes of him, like, cheating. He's like, no, I just cheated because I thought you didn't want me anymore, but I love you. I love you. Like, I love you from the depth of my heart. Da, 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 da. It was like, oh, like, there's nothing. Bobby can't do anything wrong. And if he did anything wrong, it's because Whitney drove him to it. And I was like, please.
Oh, my God. That's balls. Who wrote that? What's it based on, a book by Bobby?
Well, that's what I was wondering. I think that Bobby must have given them a lot of access to the estate. And then this is sort of their way of you know, repaying him. Was,
well, I remember very him saying favorable. Something when she died, because everybody was like, Bobby's fault. And I remember him saying something like, oh, you know, everyone talks about her like she was a saint, but she was no saint when I met her. And she brought a lot of that into our relationship. And I was like, come on.
Yeah,
you took her from coke to whatever the fuck you were doing. Like, there's a huge jump between coke and like crystal meth or whatever, crack or whatever the hell you two were doing. Okay,
exactly. Yeah,
that's like me like bringing marijuana to your house and then you injecting me with heroin and then blaming me for being the one who brought the marijuana. No, Bobby, that's not how it works.
Yeah, and when the funny thing was that there was actually an interview with Bobby Brown after the movie aired. And he just was, like, directly contradicting things in the movie. So it was sort of funny that Lifetime just sort of – it's like, okay, here's our version, and now here's Bobby saying his version. So obviously nothing you saw like has any grounding in reality, and you don't know which one is – where the truth lies. Yeah, and he almost – and
yeah, fucking worse.
He's also turned into Cedric the Entertainer. He looks exactly like him.
Ew.
He got fat.
Really? Well, I guess that means he quit the crack, so that's good.
Well, it's his prerogative. Ha, 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 ha.
I don't need no one to make my own decisions. It's my prerogative, Monty.
Kim Richards sings Bobby Brown's greatest hits.
Every little step I take, you will be there, Kingsley. Yeah.
Kyle stole my house.
Now I'm all by myself. Ooh.
I don't know what that was. I just
don't leave me all by myself. He didn't sing that song, did he?
No, he had a song called Honor. It was the Ghostbusters song. You know, he sang one of the Ghostbusters songs.
Could you imagine if he was saying all by myself? No,
it was like, well, I guess we got on our own. Something like that.
On my own from Les Miserables?
No. I think the Ghostbusters 2 song was called like On Our Own. I'm looking it up.
No one cares.
It's actually a really good song, and I don't know where what it's called. Ghostbusters 2, Bobby
Brown. Listening
to
Kim Richards this episode was like listening to Bobby Brown lie after lie and being fucked up. But it was funny because when she got in the thing, when she got in the car and Lisa was like, are you drunk? And she's like, no, I'm not drunk. Mommy loved me. And then she's like blaming Monty for like hurting her feelings when he's dying of cancer. And then Lisa Rinna's like, oh, yeah, you know, how did it get on their acting careers? I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know how they got to the acting career, but then they had this weird, like stare-off thing. I think that Lisa was, like, started saying, you're acting right now, I think that, did Kim look at Lisa's eyes and be like, you're doing that, like, excuse me, that, like, sexy vamp kind of thing, or, like, femme fatale? And then that's when Kim was like, I fucking hate you. I fucking hate you, right? And Lisa didn't know what to do, so she's like, I fucking hate you. And then Kim was like, I fucking hate you. It's just, or she's something like
see,
that.
You're acting right now, Kim. You're such a good actress. And Kim's like, yeah. Yeah, I am.
It was such a weird moment.
So, by the time they show up to this party, Lisa Rinna's freaked out. Okay?
Yeah.
It's like talking to Harry in the middle of the night when he just wakes up to pee. Mm-hmm. But he's not wasted. He's just really confused. He's like, oh, where am I? Was I in Ghostbusters? And she's like, no, Harry, you weren't. So
she's like, look at my bush.
Look at my gigantic bush. Let's braid my gigantic bush together, Harry, which we'll get to later. So Brandy is wasted by the time they show up.
Yeah.
And Eileen is just nagging at her husband like usual. Well, they're getting weird, and Eileen's like, hey, I want to play poker because I'm a big gambler, and I never was a big gambler until my husband taught me sports betting. But, you know, we bet a lot of money, and I was like, that's why Bitch returned to Days of Our Lives. She was not, like,
there
lonely in the house. She'd bet all of her money away.
Yeah, yeah, that's
she
good.
That I didn't house is barely that's... holding on. That's why all their furniture is, like, from as people die from the cast of Cocoon, they just go take all their shit and put it in their house.
American Psycho as Brandy called it, right?
Yeah, she called it Norman Bates chic.
Yikes. Right.
Which that house is kind of creepy and old lady-ish, and it's like has faux painted walls.
Yeah, it's all there's like a lot of like pictures up. It's like too much.
Mm-hmm. Too much. Too much faux painting. Okay.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
And old lady lamps. Still love Eileen, but yeah.
Yeah, Eileen's too like wonderful to have such a tacky house.
Yeah, maybe she's doing it ironically.
No, I don't think so.
Nah, darn. So anyway, Brandy shows up wasted and is very rude, like making fun of the house.
Of course. Eileen's like, she's weird.
And then just sits next to Kim and they just are shit-faced together. Laughing, cursing, making fun of everybody, telling everybody to fuck off.
Well, they're telling everyone they're stupid, right? They're like, well, who says that they're stupid? Was it Brandy who was like...
Brandy's like, you guys are stupid, but they are stupid. I mean... The thing is, with drunk people, there's a certain level of lies there, but there's also a certain level of honesty that you just can't get. And that's what's so funny, you know, because they are all acting stupid. They're like, what? How do you play? What's an ace? Is a king higher than an ace? Like, you know, these bitches know how to at least play Texas Hold'em. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, they're like 67 years old. Like, they have played poker at least once.
Yeah.
It's also, even if you haven't, it's like a very easy game to learn.
Yeah,
very
easy.
Like,
they're in that, I'm just a girl. I'm just a young, stupid girl. No, you're an old, stupid girl.
And Kim's like, Kyle, you're stupid. Yeah. She kept calling her stupid.
It's like, Kyle, why are you being stupid? And then Kyle's like, I'm not acting stupid. And Brandy said, no, you're not acting stupid. You're just stupid. And Kim started.
And then, cracking who else? Up, oh, and then Lisa, yeah, I mean, to be fair, I felt for Kyle because that is a really annoying situation to be in. Like, it's like two things are going on. Your sister has fallen off the wagon. She's drunk and being super annoying. And on top of that, she's having way more fun than you are. You know, it's like, she's like, I'm so mad at her and she gets to have a better time too.
Yeah.
And she's winning.
I mean, I don't feel bad for Kyle because it's like Kyle finally has a storyline again. She gets to complain about her sister and how hard her sister's alcoholism is on her. If she really cared about Kim, she would have put her in a car and gotten her the hell out of there. But instead, she's like trying to grab Kim's arm and she's like, come back here and talk to me, you know, so we can get this all on camera. And Kim's like, yeah, screw you, Kyle. I just stole some nuts and a paper towel out of the kitchen. I'm out of here. And I don't appreciate him. And Kim got mad at her for not supporting her or something. I mean, what the hell?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, I think there was, I just know at one point a slice of pizza went flying in the foyer. I think
Kyle was trying to grab Kim and Brandy was guarding Kim. Like Kyle was trying to beat her. And then Brandy just pushed Kyle down the little stair.
Which, by the way, I did not appreciate because, you know, say what you will about Kyle. I feel like, you know, Kim is, you know, she's not sober. Okay. She's not sober. Kyle's her sister. It's not, I don't think it's up to Brandy to like be the cock block there. That's like, I think, I mean, you can say what you want about Kyle wants a storyline. Kyle wants everything to happen on camera. Regardless of the situation, there was like something that was going down. And I would have steered clear and let Kyle take care of it. And I don't think it was Brandy's place to shove Kyle out of the way, although it was sort of fun to watch.
It is bizarre, too, watching it be Brandy, who's obviously a drunk. And the whole time she's talking about, oh, you know, I think alcoholism is a disease. And some people have it and some people don't. I don't think you just become an alcoholic. You're born that way. Glug, 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 as she's getting shit-faced in the limo.
Yeah, and by the way, you can become an alcoholic. Yeah, some people are born predisposed, but guess what? Like all drugs, you can get addicted. So stop being stupid, Brandy. Who's the stupid one now?
And she doesn't even listen to herself because she's like, you can't become an alcoholic. You're born that way. I mean, I didn't start drinking until after Eddie left me. I'm like, hello, are you listening to yourself?
You're self-medicating.
Yeah. And she says, pretty clearly an alcoholic at this point, hon.
Yeah,
like on the Celebrity Apprentice when she's like, "Hey, I'm having a panic attack in the hotel." Yeah. Really? Is that a new code for martini?
Yeah, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I've actually been rooting for Kenya on Celebrity Apprentice. I know she's not going to make it all the way, but I've been rooting for her.
Well, we know she's not going to make it because she's got the worst fire, like one of the worst firings of all time, and Donald Trump tells her she's the worst person he's ever met.
Yeah, which will be fun. But like for right now, like in the Kenya Brandy war, I'm on Kenya's side, oddly enough.
Yeah, Brandy's awful. Brandy's the same way she is on this show, just being awful to be awful. At least Kenya usually has to get pissed off before she's so rude. Yeah.
And Kenya's actually like, she's on her best behavior. You can see she's actually trying to be to like make a good impression. You know, she's smiling. She's got like, it's like beauty pageant. Kenya is doing her thing. And even though she's like, you know, she has a few like very acid tongue moments. Brandy is the one who's being into the bitch.
Yeah.
It's Brandy. Yeah.
Yeah, Brandy's being the asshole. Kenya's really on her best behavior on that show and on, I mean, so far, and on Atlanta. She's not really being bad on Atlanta either.
Well, she doesn't have to be. You know, I think like Kenya is like both very dumb and very smart at the same time. And I think she sort of sees how she needs to position herself, and she's being pretty smart about like making sure she doesn't come off too strong. I think for now, she can never. She's not smart enough to maintain it. You know, she always falls apart.
Yeah. Anyway, where were we?
We're talking about Brandy being an alcoholic, and then when Brandy was like, I beat all the actors. Like, you guys are all actors, and I beat you. I was like, shut up. You're so awful.
Yeah, she got one hand, and then she took Vince's poker award, which did look like it was paper mache.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, oh, look at my reward. I bought this on the Venice Boardwalk for $3.
And it wasn't like Eileen... Didn't she get mad? I watched this at like 3 a.m, so I like at one point I started to doze up. Didn't Eileen get like mad that she called it like a tchotchke from Venice Boardwalk?
Yes, because it's so rude.
I mean, to be fair, it did look like a tchotchke. That's one case where I think Eileen should have just laughed it off. She probably like pulled it off of the wall. She's like, well, I guess it's one last piece of decor in this house.
So funny. Okay, yeah. So Kim's off the wagon again, but she said it was just because of one pill she didn't steal at all from a cancer patient. So congratulations, yeah. Kim.
It's the size of a baseball.
But I kind of want to fake that kind of cancer, so I'm going to look up the symptoms of that guy's cancer because that pill looked amazing.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Lisa Vanderpump really didn't do much. I mean, she went to Mexico, and she walked around with Jiggy. she was out there. There actually was, before all this like poker night stuff, there was a whole thing where they went to Baccara and got spa treatments, but nothing really happened there. It was just sort of like
the standard stuff. Yeah, they had to get spa treatments, and Brandy just tried to get airtime by saying cunt, and oh, damn it. I was not supposed to say that word anymore.
Wait, no, but
sorry, everybody. I gave that word
quoting.
Up.
You were quoting.
I know, but I'm still trying to not say it. But Brandy was talking about, like, vagina and how her fantasy is to walk in on her husband effing somebody else. And then
he can't
stop until he comes. So she has to watch him. And then he's, like, mad, but comes anyway.
That is such a weird – that truly is a very strange fantasy. Hey, I'm not going to – begrudge anyone whatever sexual fantasy they have, because fantasies are fantasies, but it's not a very real, it's fucked up, and also shows why she can't stop talking about Eddie Cibrian and why she's so bitter, because she's obviously still very much so in love with him and has sexual fantasies about him.
Yeah, it's like he
although I guess
and stayed with the mistress.
You can't blame her. He is fine.
And then everybody talked about their he's getting less fine, and I think he's gonna get fat.
Oh, I think he's aging very well. I think he's aging quite nicely.
And then everybody else talked about their bush for a while.
Yeah.
And Kyle talked about how all these kids are running around getting all their hair lasered off, but they're going to be mortified once their vagina ages and they're stuck with, like, looking at that thing.
Yeah.
Which just really scared me about Kyle's vagina. And then Lisa said that Harry likes an afro bush, so she's got to walk around with, like, a big old afro bush on.
It's like the LMFAO guy down there.
And then in Santa Barbara, Kyle plans a wine tasting with Kim, which is what started Kim's whole thing.
Yeah.
Because they take Kim to a fucking wine tasting. And Kyle's like, oh, I didn't know it was a wine tasting. I thought it was just dinner. Kyle, you did not think that.
Well,
you know it was called a wine tasting.
I know. And what's even worse, though, is that she kept on going over to Kim and be like, are you okay? I just want to make sure you're okay. And then, like, again, like, are you okay? Are you okay? Like, I feel like probably as someone in recovery would really resent – like the constant, like, are you okay? Are you okay? Okay. Like, ask once, that's fine, but don't keep coming back.
Yeah. I mean, on one hand, at some point, you've got to learn to be around stuff like that. On the other, don't be taking your drunk sister to a wine tasting, for Christ's sake. Oh. I mean, even once you arrive there and you realize it's a wine tasting, even if you didn't know, then say, let's go to Chili's. Okay.
I know. And they gave Kim this, like, the super patronizing mango juice. They're like, oh, the chef made you a mango juice. It's like, thanks.
Ugh, yeah. She's like, I'm going to go outside and call Pill Guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that was really sad. I love that Lisa Vanderpump is just, like, not even caring about what a bitch she comes off like at this point. She's like,
yeah,
she doesn't like him a crap anymore. And she's just like, Kim, darling, do you feel all right? All right, well, I'm sorry that you're an alcoholic, darling, but I'm going to get shit-faced. Like, oh, my God, Lisa.
I love it. Lisa does not give a fuck about these women. She only cares about Eileen and Lisa Rinna at this point. She doesn't care about the others. But what will be fun is next week, it looks like, you know, post-shove, Kyle Richards is now going to be turning against Brandy again and coming back to Lisa Vanderpump, which is – funny, because it only took Kyle about 3 seasons to realize she should stop going after Lisa and join Lisa.
Yeah, but I mean, now she's joined with Lisa, but now Lisa's going to see all the shit Kyle's been talking about her the whole season again and not want to be friends with her again. It's like a vicious circle.
Yeah.
But I love watching Lisa just, I mean, then they show her on the beach in Cancun, and it's like Pandora filming her or something.
Yeah, just,
because they didn't send a camera.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, Mom, come walk over here.
And she's like, darling, on a nude beach. Oh, Jiggy's naked, darling. Hey, yeah, Jiggy. Look at Jiggy being naked on the nude beach. I'm like, wow, wasted Lisa on the beach.
Yeah.
With a gigantic glass of rosé. Love it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I know. I understand why you're bored, but I am not bored.
I was not
with
bored
show.
Last night, and I.
No, I know, but
I still love this show. The reason I've been bored with it is because I cannot watch more kids go to college. I think Yolanda is awful. I think she's an awful. I mean, everybody knows. I think that. I don't think she's a good addition to the cast. She's fake. She doesn't bring any kind of drama. She brings no personality to me. She's just some gold digging hooker to me. So there's been time spent on her. Don't like it. Kyle has nothing to say if Kim's not drunk, so she's just, like, been crying about her children. I just, that stuff I don't care about. Kim has nothing to say because she's not drunk, so that she's just been, like, showing up randomly in some weird aqua turtleneck.
I think that what I've enjoyed about this season is that with the addition of Lee Sirvina and Eileen Davidson, these are two personalities that I am really enjoying watching, and that's always the mark of good casting and a good season is that when even when they're sort of doing mundane things, you sort of care and you're interested in what they're doing and you're entertained. And that's how I felt. So it sort of balanced out the more tired storylines of kids going off to college,
Well, they've got a pretty good base
Yeah.
going
Wait.
on. It's just that they're first year housewives, so they're not comfortable enough being C words yet, but they will be. I mean,
By the way, can we talk also about the crazy gladiator shoes that Kyle Richards put on from her boutique and then walked out the store with?
those were like two prisons for fat calves.
It looked like she was going off to play like fancy field hockey.
Yeah, that
Just
was fat calf
like
prison.
I understand the gladiator shoe. Like I get it, and
I don't
I even
get
like
it.
it. But those did not look right. You know what it was? It was like someone took like a fillet of beef and trussed it all up, and she made it her legs.
Yes, it's like those containers that hold berries. And then the berries start getting soggy and start hanging out of them, and they're selling them for like 25 cents at the end of the day at the farmer's market.
It's like she decided to make socks from lacrosse sticks.
Yeah, that was not a cute look. Poor Kyle. She
Yeah,
looks like
it didn't. It made her look very stumpy. It was just. It didn't. She just does. She. I'm sorry. I think Kyle is actually very pretty, and but she
Oh
just does
yeah,
not
she
have.
was very pretty.
She does not have the body for those crazy, crazy like hype. Or especially with that outfit. It just didn't work. The gladiator
Yeah, she needs a better gay.
overstrap.
No offense. Her gay seems very nice, and Lord knows he can get free shit.
Yeah,
God,
I
that
was
guy
actually.
knows how to get some sponsorships going, that's for sure.
Do you know, believe it or not, I was actually like I think 2 years ago, I think I was actually supposed to go on a date with that guy. And we like I think we met on like Scruff or something like that. And we had texted back and forth, and it just got to be like it's one of those things where it's just like, this is getting to be like a pain in the ass trying to organize this. Kept on getting put off, and it just never happened.
Oh, I'm not busy at that time. Are you free this time? No, I'm busy. Are you free
Yeah, and you're
this
just
time?
like,
No, I'm busy. It's
fine.
like, please, you're a fucking personal assistant. You're not that busy. Get over
Yeah.
yourself.
He seemed very, honestly, he seemed very nice. He seemed very, very nice over text. So
He
I'll give him
seems very
that.
nice on the show too, actually. I'm just saying get a better gay because she needs somebody to tell her, no on boots
Well,
and
she
stuff.
needs better. Yeah. She remember, they didn't remember last season. Was it last season when she opened up that boutique? Yes, because she was joining the Chamber of Commerce.
Kyle and
And she,
Eileen too.
yeah. So she, I remember they showed her gay in the boutique last year, and they were like just fawning all over her, like, "Oh my God, Kyle, you look great! You look so wonderful." But she does not need those gays. She needs a good gay who can give her some tough love, some tough
Yeah.
fashion love.
I'm looking up to see if Kyle's store is still open. Is it?
I don't know.
Oh,
I'm
I guess
surprised.
it is. Yeah. Oh, it's got 3.5 stars. That's not so bad. But there's only 25 reviews.
And
Is
there's
this
probably.
place still open? How are there only 25 reviews
Well,
on this place?
people don't really rate stores as much as restaurants. And then you know that there's probably like a 1-star review from Carlton in there. She's like, "She killed a wasp in the corner. I saw it all. Never come back here." Stupid Carlton, Chamber of Commerce, anti-Semite.
I'm sorry for coughing. I know
No,
it's so annoying.
please.
Someone last week was like, please stop coughing on the podcast. Like, I came on the podcast thinking, oh, I'm going to cough a lot today. Fuckers. It's
People,
like making fun of people with cancer.
this isn't
Oh, yeah, it's
radio, okay?
totally
We don't
okay.
have a cough button that they do on radio.
Do they have those? I want one of those.
Yeah, like so if you have to cough, you press the button and your microphone shuts off while you cough, and then you undo it.
I
Yeah,
walked into the
guys,
store
insider
thinking it was
information.
an age-appropriate women's apparel store for ages 50 to 60. But seeing how these sales associates acted towards me, it felt more like an upscale Wet Seal store. I saw a cut copy style of Rebecca Minkoff's Becky blazer with a different brand name on it at Kyle's, and it was $600 more. The quality is not that tailored. I did purchase a few skirts that you could easily find at BB, which racked up my purchases to about $1,700. That's pretty insane for how little I got. Bitch, if you are stupid enough to pay $1,700 at a store owned by Kyle Richards, I'm going to yelp how stupid your ass is, Marina B. from Roseville, California.
It's called go to the Beverly Center. Get in your car, drive 2 miles, go to the Beverly Center and get it cheaper. Like, what? Like, I am like the cheapest person I know. If I see something is like $2 more at Ralph's, I'm going to go to Fresh and Easy and save that $2.
Fresh and Easy.
Fresh and Easy is wonderful, by the way. And if people don't support it and it closes down,
weren't they supposed to close like 2 years ago? What the hell? Why is it still open?
I don't know, but I'm so glad they are because they are the best. They are generally cheaper than everyone else. They're good quality. They don't have all that annoying kitsch from like Trader Joe's. And they're so much cheaper than Ralph's. It drives me nuts.
Yeah, Ralph's is the worst, and they're very expensive. Their produce is out of control.
Yeah, Ralph's just like changed the one next to me just changed their floors, so now they've got brown floors, and they're like, okay, well, time to raise the prices because we look fancier. I'm like, no, you're a neighborhood supermarket. You're not Pavilions.
Also, the one by you is really gross. That's the disco Ralph's, right?
Yeah, rock and roll Ralph's. Tell me about it.
Gross there. That's the one that we talk about that's like the Walking Dead set outside where all the homeless people are like, coming at you, like looking completely out of it, like they're going to rip your head off.
I had some crazy tranny behind me in line for the in Ralph's Starbucks today, and it was like I could not get my iced coffee fast enough.
Let's see, where were we being? All right, so Beverly Hills. Are we done with that? I have to say, for Beverly Hills, I have not seen evidence of Eileen going crazy this season, but Lisa Rinna is about to turn some shit around on an alcoholic.
Yeah.
It looks like it might be Kim, but I have a feeling it's going to be Brandy.
Yeah, I think so. I say, why don't we hop in our car, drive up Santa Monica Boulevard out of Beverly Hills and into West Hollywood for Vanderpump Rules.
Seriously? This show, amazing. And so, it's also hard to not start at the end. So let's start at the beginning. Did you take any notes, Bean?
I did take some notes. Let me look. I didn't take as many as I have in the previous weeks, but let's see. So one thing that happened is that Peter, the manager, was flirting a lot with Vale, and he even took her out to coffee and then flipped the script and made it a full-on date and ordered some wine. And Vale's like, oh, my God, I didn't realize. She's like, I didn't realize it was, like, a date. Like, I just like to flirt. I didn't know. I was like, ah. You know, she's sort of being like, you know, and, like, I like Vale, and I think she's smart, but this whole, like, you know, I'm just like, I like to flirt. It's sort of, I don't love that. I don't like when people are like that, because I don't think it's a great quality to be a flirt, right? I think it's actually not great. And at one point...
Well, she's also just not, she doesn't have, like, an age-appropriate personality. She's at that age in L.A. where it's time to become a woman already, you know, or a man, frankly. Yeah. Well, I mean, L.A. is like Peter Pan, you know, it's Neverland, and no one ever grows up here. But I get that. But she's trying a little too hard to be one of the 20-year-olds, and she's just not, you know? It's like watching Jessica Tandy try and say like a lot.
The ghost of Jessica Tandy. She can come back with Greg Plitt, and then they could have like a special romantic comedy.
On a train.
It'll be like that scene in Ghost Dad, where ghost Bill Cosby like has a train go through him. It'll be like ghost Greg Plitt.
So stupid.
with ghost Jessica Tandy.
Huck!
He's like, finally, I can finish my commercial. it's like a little protein shake floating in the air. So the thing with Vale is that she was also like, she's like, you know, I'm one of those girls who just likes to flirt a lot, but I don't like to have sex. And then she says about like her and Jax, she's like, I mean, I don't think anything happened between me and Jax, but like, I don't really remember, so I don't know. And then she's like, but you know, blackouts are God's way of saying, don't worry about it. I'm like, that is not a very smart way to live your life.
No. I mean, like, when someone's 20, that's kind of cute. You're like, oh, they're going to learn one day.
Yeah.
But when you're 40 or whatever, that's not cute anymore. Blacking out, not good.
Yeah. And I think that, like, when you get a rash, it's sort of God's way of saying, like, maybe you should think twice about those blackouts.
Yeah.
I think maybe you should worry about it.
I believe that God sees everything through our eyes. And when you black out, God is sick of looking at what you're making him look at.
Yeah.
That was deep, you guys.
Yeah, it was super deep. So they all went on a date with Peter, and Peter has no game. And
so
he...
we wonder a lot on this show. Why doesn't Peter ever get screen time? Is it his age? Is it... What is it? He's cute. He seems nice. Stains. He's a part of the group. And yep. This week we realized why. Because he's really boring and borderline disgusto.
Yeah. And also, I'm not totally certain about this, but I'm fairly sure that what he did constitutes sexual harassment, right? Like,
That's your boss.
Your boss taking you out on, like... ask him out to coffee, and then you get wine instead and try to, like, be romantic. I think that's, like, straight-up sexual harassment.
Yeah. Well, I think harassment is when you're like, you better come out with me or I'm going to fire you. Or if you're like, hey, toots. But I guess even flirting at work can be sexual harassment, right?
Well, but the thing is with sexual harassment, he doesn't even have to make that threat because the woman feels like if she doesn't go on the date that her job may be in peril, then it's sexual harassment.
Oh, please. They don't even have to wipe spots off glasses at that restaurant unless Bobby's there.
No, I know. I know. I'm just saying.
Shit at that restaurant. They barely even show up.
So that didn't go well. But let's see. The other thing was that Jax decided that he wanted to get back with Carmen. So he invited...
Oh, Jax and his questioning himself. Okay, I get that they make you answer in a complete sentence, and that's how they make the testimonials, right? So if they say, Jax, how did you feel about Carmen? And he goes, how do I feel about Carmen? I feel this way. But every time he says anything, he's asking himself a question, and it makes me crazy. Am I mad that I lost Carmen? Yes, I love her. You do not know what love is. I love her. Shut up, Jax. Do I love her? I do.
Yeah, I think every time he gets an itching sensation, he's like, oh, that must be what love feels like. I guess I'm in love. It's like, I hear that, like, love, like, when you're in love, you feel like a burning desire. And I do feel some itching and burning, so I think I'm pretty sure I'm in love.
He's like, my penis leaks whenever I'm around her, so it must be love.
Yeah, my pee is thick and green, so I think... That's like love.
I pissed
right?
out blood, which is the color of love.
Yeah. I grew some love bumps on my penis, and I think they're filled with love. So I'm in love, right?
Oh, Jacksony baloney. Yeah, so he calls Carmen. Why? I don't know. There's no explanation. Why does he call Carmen? I don't know.
Well, because the producers probably told him to. And also, at this point, he slept with every single woman in L.A., so there's no one left but Carmen.
And then that girl who paid for his Vegas trip is gone now, right?
I think so. So he takes her to the Sunset Grill, which is this, like, random little restaurant on Sunset Boulevard, like, three blocks from here, that, like, I've never seen a single person go to. I don't even know how.
Me
it's
neither. Still- I'm always wondering how that place stays open.
Yeah, because it's like you order downstairs and you have to go up to this like little terrace up top. And I'm like, whoever goes there? It's like, oh, well, it's Jax. And I loved also, he was like, well, he's like, because he's still, even though he got his surgery, he still is like, he's like, well, I really wanted to take Carmen there because, you know, things just ended so badly last time, you know. There was like, it got heated and we were at like a pizza place. It ended over pizza. I'm like, yeah, you idiot. You're the one who took her there. You're the one who said this whole thing. Like, you're going to take her to a pizza place because it's more casual and you didn't want to spend money on breaking up with her.
Yeah. Poor Jax. Not poor Carmen, but oh, Carmen. Because, you know, you see in her face that she's totally going back with him whenever he wants.
Yeah, her cute little penguin face.
Yeah.
She's like those penguins in what was that movie? Was it like, there's so many penguins in movies now. Was it Madagascar or
these
something?
These kids and their penguins.
Yeah, these kids and their penguins.
Was it that? I think it's Lazy Animators because you don't have to do that much. You just have to make them go back and forth. You don't have to like actually do a walk cycle, okay? Which I'm totally learning right now, you guys.
Or was it Finding Nemo where what was it seagulls or
no,
penguins?
I think it was that one where I think you're
they're
talking
like, me?
About that
me?
One
me?
Where
they me?
It's about global warming at the end, like they all have to escape because the icebergs are melting or some shit.
Happy Feet.
Yes, Happy Feet. Oh, my God. I saw that in Texas, and nobody there believes in global warming, and people were pissed at the end of that movie. Like, I brought my kid to this trap.
I think that she's more like the seagulls in Finding Nemo that go, me, 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 right? Isn't that what the seagulls say?
Hey,
me?
Hey.
That's what I feel
is
like
that
she's
what
like.
They say, hey.
I think so. Is that what
mine. Jack... No, they say mine.
That's
mine,
what I feel
mine,
like
mine.
She's. Because that's sort of what I feel like Carmen's like. She sort of has that, like, the boppy seagull thing where she goes back and forth. And then, like, she sort of has, like, a cute seagull face. And then I kind of feel like everything she says is mine. Like, is Jack's mine?
What is happening to Jax's face? It's happening slow. It happened fast at the beginning of the season, right? It was a totally different face. But now it's morphing into...
He, because they, like, I noticed that too, this episode, I think they did some, like, some pickup shots, and so they were shot, like, they probably interviewed him more recently, and he is puffing up. I mean, this guy is, he is saying goodbye to his modeling career.
But it's not fat, because it's on his face. Like, if it was on his neck, okay.
But his neck's getting big, too. Everything's getting big. Like, he's still, like... you know, buff and decently attractive, but like he is no longer toned, really. He's gotten when they show those flashbacks to season one, you see he's really lost like a lot of those looks and gained a lot of weight.
Well, I'm going to where every person who cares about real facts goes to see who's getting fat. And that is
Inquisitor.
Instagram.
Oh.
I'm going to Jack's Instagram. Okay, the first picture on here is a picture of a toilet with a light in it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, someone tweeted that at us and was like,
he's not getting fat, like, I'm telling you. Well,
and the quote is, how cool is this new glow in the dark toilet locator strip? Thank you so much. I love it. You know what's another great way to locate your toilet? Turn on the lights.
Yeah, or like aim your penis at something other than just like nothing, letting your penis flow all over.
Yeah.
You know whose boyfriend is really cute? Horseface number two. Like, he is adorable. I get that he has panic attacks at work and that he's a commitment phobe and that he tries to make up with people by throwing water in their face at parties. But he's really cute.
He's cute, but he doesn't really do much for me.
I like him. I like a good bottom. Oh, this toilet. How cool is it? The new glow-in-the-dark toilet locator. Oh, he's the worst. He doesn't look like he's getting fat, but he is using a picture from when he was 20 years old as his main profile picture. He has 203,000 followers. Holy magoly mother of macaroni and cheese, y'all.
I'm going on to his Instagram now also because they're really, you know.
I will say that 2 days ago he was wearing the same shirt as he was 14 hours ago, which doesn't surprise me. And it looks like he has the same pomade in his hair.
I mean, the thing with Jax is he knows how to get a good angle on himself when he takes a picture. So that's why he... That's why he tends to look
chin
so
down,
good.
Darling. Chin down.
Chin down.
So it looks like the only one he's really hanging out with now is Horseface number two's boyfriend.
Yeah, well, there's a picture with Tom, right? Let's see. Oh, and Jen. Let's see. Here's a big group photo.
Oh, yeah, the cast.
He is, you know, he's just, when you say what's happening to him, he's just gaining weight. I'm looking at the one from 5 days ago when he's with, like.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, half the crew is at the table. We are missing a few, but hey, happy birthday.
Happy birthday at Music Kills Kate. Wow. She must have listened to a Sheena album.
Now, I will say in this picture, actually, Katie looks very good. Jax definitely is fat. Sheena, you know, Sheena.
Oh, I like this one. Anybody have plans to stare at their phone somewhere exciting this weekend? That's funny.
Oh, here's one from him at a gifting suite for the Golden Globes, which is hilarious that he's even associated with the Golden Globes. And he says, at Pilot Pen USA, hashtag Golden Globes. Thank you guys for my amazing pen set. I'm just imagining.
I'm imagining
like Jax like writing letters like at his desk, you know, like, dear son, dear Abigail, life in Los Angeles has been difficult, but I will send you rations for the children back at home. I don't know why I made him like from the Revolutionary War.
Because that's when people used pins last.
Yeah.
Unless there's it's time one, to pay the rent.
Here's one of him getting his... Oh, shit, he's getting his haircut. He gets his haircut at Shorty's. That's just down the street from you. I used to get my haircut there, but they started charging way too much for a simple fade.
I laughed at that place because I love that the old barbershop has come back where people are like, yeah, man, it's a barbershop. Like, you come in and then you get your hair cut. Yeah, we know. Okay, we know. And Supercuts does it for $10.
Yeah.
So
I go to Legends on Fairfax now.
And Legends!
I'm the only white guy in there.
That's a pretty cute place. Get a good fade. I like those guys. You mean on Lower Fairfax by Cantor's?
Next to Cantor's, yeah.
Oh, those guys are so nice. Yeah. I know all the guys who work there. They're really nice. They're all good tippers, too.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's right, because he used to work down there. Birdo is the guy. If anyone goes to Legends, see Birdo. He's great.
Yeah, those guys are really nice. Okay, we're getting sidetracked. Vanderpump drools. Now,
okay, so,
what else happened on this show?
Okay, so the other thing is, because the reason why Jax, by the way, was speaking to Carmen was because they're both going to be seated next to each other for Sheena's wedding. And so Jax is like, let's go as a date. And then Carmen was like, no, I don't think so. And secretly inside, she was like, yay, mine?
She says with like a little sly smile. She's like, we're not going together, but we're sitting next to each other. So I guess I'll see you there.
Yeah.
And he's like, I've got a cabin. And she's like,
So a big thing for this episode was the fight between Katie and Stassi, you know, because Stassi is mad that Katie went to Sheena's bachelorette party and that Stassi had to find out through Sheena of all people. You know, like this is like the biggest offense in the world. So the best part is,
okay, first of all, that stupid Christina girl.
I was about to say Christina's running interference, which I think is great.
She's so annoying.
Well, what I love is that, like, Christina, because at one point, Katie asks Christina, like, how's Stassi? And Christina's like, she's pretty upset. As of right now, obviously, your friendship is over. I'm like, obviously. I mean, you know, like, clearly this is the death knell of a friendship because she went to went to Miami. I just love that Christina delighted so much in saying that obviously it was over.
Yeah, her spokesperson, Christina, the worst.
Yeah.
So, Stassi, the best thing about this, let's just get to it, is that Katie confronts Stassi and basically tells her to fuck off, and she doesn't have to kiss her ass. If she wants to go out of town, she can. And Stassi did not even know how to react. That's the typical punching the bully back and then watching him start sobbing.
Yeah.
Like he's the victim.
Katie did a good job. Katie has had 3 years of, like, crumbling under Stassi's rule. And this time, Katie was like, fuck you. This isn't all about you, Stassi. And Stassi starts to cry.
Yeah. and then Stassi had nothing to say after that. Because I think she just saw her career die. Because if she has no control over anybody but Christina's not even a cast member, barely, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
She's never going to be a cast member. She's so sad.
If the most exciting thing that happens in your storyline is that you drop Christina off a block away from Sir, then, you know, you're on your way out, Stassi.
And steal to-go food?
Yeah.
Sadness.
Actually, one thing I loved was that Stassi at one point was talking about how, like, her new thing is that she is, like, a jewelry designer. And she starts talking about how she loves designing statement necklaces and that they're her favorite and that they are so great and that, like, when you wear them, people are staring at that instead of your boobs. Meanwhile, she says this entire thing without wearing one of her statement necklaces. Her neck was completely bare. I was like, that's good branding right there, Stassi. You have
those
a great
statement
career in
necklaces
fashion.
Look like when you go to Michael's and buy those big foam balls and spray paint them and, like, paste them together to make things, which, I used to do as a child, right? I was very artistic.
Her statement necklace looks like a garnish that, like, fell off of some strange drag queen in Rio that she picked up off the sidewalk and strapped around her neck.
Yeah.
I also loved how she was like, you know, everyone thinks that I just went to New York to follow my boyfriend and I'm just, like, living off my parents. But, like, no, I'm, like, making jewelry. And by the way, no offense to the jewelry makers out there. But here in L.A., there are so many girls who have nothing going on in their lives, so they say that they're making jewelry, you know?
And they do. Like, get a pair of wire cutters and some stupid fucking rose quartz from the farmer's market, and you're in.
Yeah. It's so ridiculous. No, Stassi is she's done. She's done.
Stassi's goose is cooked. That's for sure.
And you know, and this is, by the way, this is a pattern of every season. At one point every season, Stassi pisses off everyone, and then she starts hanging out with the people who are, like, not the cast members. And then she's like, I just like hanging out with these people. It's just, like, such a
breath of fresh air. They're just like cool. They just like get me. And then like 3/4 of the way into the season, like all her friends like apologize, and then she drops all the people who aren't real cast members.
Yep. The bus boy parole. Why am I saying that?
The bus boy with the baby. Yeah. Yeah. Remember season one, she went skinny dipping with him. She's like, these are my real friends. These are the ones I'm glad.
Yeah. She's like, you know what? Why be friends with bitches when I can be friends with people who bring you water? That's really important in a friendship.
Who does that?
Yeah, so Katie was like, fuck you, I'm not taking your shit anymore, and then left her there, presumably to pay the bill, which was even better.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I'm still no fan of Horseface Katie. I think she's an a-hole, but that was really fun to watch, and good for her.
It was.
And I hope I can stop watching fucking Stassi now. She's the worst.
Yeah, she's doing... She has no story. She does nothing. And she just hides behind this thing of, like, I'm so over it. Like, I hate every single person in Sir. Anyway, let me drop you off at Sir, and can you get me a to-go box? Thanks.
And I'll sit out here with a camera crew.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks so much.
Another thing that I'm loving about Vanderpoop Drools is that Lisa is obviously poking at Brandy at this point.
Yeah.
From her different show. Where she's like, I'm not best friends with Sheena, darling. She's my employee. And then it's like, oh, Lisa just upgraded us to the presidential suite. And then she comes back and thanks Lisa. And Lisa's like, of course, darling. Your wedding is so important to me. I'm so glad that Katie went. I told her it's extremely important to me. She's like, yeah, love it.
She's like, because after all, we are such dear friends.
As one of my best friends, darling, I did this for you.
Yes. One of my best friends, more so than anyone else I may have have friendships with on other TV shows, etc.
Etc. Etc. Etc. Okay, let's move on to Atlanta, shall we?
Yeah, let's do Atlanta.
Atlanta beans. What do you have? Okay. My first thought was, and I've said this, I say this every week now, basically, about Atlanta, but the editors on this show are so funny. Basically, it's like, why be so nasty and rude when I can... No, it's like, last week on Real Housewives of Atlanta, yo, Clint has left the building, whore! Why be so nasty and so mean?
Like,
every week, they cut it together of NeNe being a total asshole, and then right into... Why be so nasty and so mean? And every week I laugh like it's the first time they've done it.
Yeah, this season is really hilarious. And I love that we got like another 5 extra minutes of Claudia totally reading NeNe.
Annihilating NeNe.
Destroying her.
So good. And NeNe had nothing. She had no comebacks at all except... horrible, horrible thing. Like, just things that didn't even make sense. Like, she's like, okay, Bob. She's like, what's wrong with a Bob? Yeah. Nothing. Like, and then she eats a bite of food.
And then Claudia's like, well, at least I don't have a hair hat. And I, like, lost it. I was like, this is a spit take for me. Hair hat.
I also love on this show how nobody will let anything affect their food. Like, on Beverly Hills, you never see them actually eat. They go to dinner all the time, but no one eats anything. But on this show, these girls are fighting, and Candy's sitting there with macaroni salad, chewing and laughing while she...
Candy's got the right idea. Yeah. I could go for some macaroni salad
Candy
right now.
Candy and Portia just keep eating while they watch. So fucking funny.
I was going to rewatch that fight in the beginning of the episode again. Like, I watched the other one, like, twice last week. But I just ran out of time, and I'm so mad because I was going to watch it again and write down my favorite lines from it. All I could remember was Claudia calling NeNe, like, hair hat.
Well, the other one was something like NeNe saying, oh, spaghetti strap whore, or something about her dress.
Oh, yeah.
And then Claudia's like, you need to stay away from spaghetti altogether.
Yes. Like, yeah, that was great. You need to stay away from spaghetti. You need to keep the spaghetti out of your diet. Oh, my God. And then NeNe was, like, talking about, like... She's talking about something about like the things that she was wearing, right? She's like, this is designer or whatever. And Claudia was like, I don't remember what Claudia said. Something like, you know, you're doing the designers wrong or something like that. You got to stay out of those clothes. Or like, she said something like, oh, I've seen that at Ross. I think she said, I've seen that at Ross. It was, and then she said like 3 or 4 other things. Because at one point, Candy said, she's like, see, nah, Claudia's saying everything that we've wanted to say to NeNe for like years. See,
Riley.
Yeah, seeing someone just tell Nene off like that. I mean, the last person I've ever seen, I mean, besides people who were obviously like Marlo or people who were just trying to get attention, was Sheree. Yeah. Now, Sheree was still the best when she followed Nene out of that restaurant screaming about her fake teeth and her repossessed car. That was still the best ever. But yeah. This is definitely right up there. And this was amazing. And to see someone so much younger who doesn't even give a crap makes it kind of better. I think you're right. Because normally people are like, oh, my God, you have to kiss Nene's ass or you're off the show. And this girl's like, nope.
Yeah, I mean, Nene had nothing. She couldn't do any. She had no comebacks. Again, it was the spaghetti straps and the bob. And, you know, then she was just like putting on that sourpuss face of hers.
And that your clit has left a building thing, which makes no sense.
Yeah. And like also very nasty.
Can you overuse a clit? I guess I don't really understand what a clit does.
It's like, it's not like Mr. Potato Head where you can just attach it on with a peg, you know?
I just keep thinking of clip. So every time she says clit, I think of a chip clip. Yeah. I wonder how that works.
I don't know. I think Nene is done. And then, you know, and then on top of that, Nene has the nerve the next day to be like laughing it all up about it. And then she turns to Phaedra. She's like, but you know, you were pretty shady after all. I'm like, well, Nene, where was that last night? Like, why didn't you say that last night and avoid this entire conflict? And I know it. Then we wouldn't have a show. But still, it's like, you're so ridiculous, Nene.
She did it because she lost. So she woke up the next day, knew she lost, and was like, you know, I never want to hurt anybody's feelings. I mean, I didn't want to have any kind of fight.
Yeah.
But you stupid hoe. And the other one who lost was Shady Fady.
Yeah.
Because she, too, was like, oh, I don't want to have any conflict with people. I mean, those bitches woke up like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
We lost.
Yeah, it's over.
And, I mean, our clique is, they looked around and realized that their clique was a whore, Portia.
Yeah.
Who's probably going to get fired in about 5 minutes. And Candy, who's on her cell phone the whole time trying to rewrite her show about her mother.
Yeah. And Candy's neutral anyway. And they all acknowledge that. You know, it's like, you know, Candy just enjoys it all. Whatever group she's sitting with, she's just going to sit there and chuckle.
Yeah. So it's basically Phaedra and Nene against the world. And then the world is four really good looking younger women.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, who are obviously taking over the show. So I think they were like, yeah, I think it's time to apologize. So then they get in this big van and Nene does somewhat apologize.
No, she doesn't apologize. Well, yeah.
It wasn't
like a real apology because it was like one of those things where it was an apology in name only. So she's like, I do regret some of the things I said. And since there was some question about like, you know, what they kept on saying to take away my accolades or take away my accomplishments or something like that. She's like, to
it
show
was
you like
something like accolades.
She was like,
there was some terrible. It was, I mean, was the a, English like on last night's show or this week's show was, I think she was, no. Accumulations or something. It was some word. Some
but
bad
she was
word.
Like, she was like, she's like, yes, my show did get canceled, but I am now going to be my accolades.
Accolades.
And she's like, but I will be in Cinderella and I'm going to give each one of you a ticket to see me. I was like, ugh, so passive aggressive.
And
it was
then
like,
she starts snapping.
And she's hiding under the guise of like, you know, because a sister's doing her work, you know, like a sister's getting out there earning her money. Like, no, this is just your way of bragging, you know.
I wouldn't take away your accolades, just like none of you would take away the fact that I'm going to be on Broadway. It's like, shut up. And then Claudia's like, but you did take them away and you did make fun of me and the rest of you too. And I don't appreciate the way that blah, blah, blah. She starts going off.
Claudia just says, she's like, I don't appreciate being called a whore when Portia, we all know that the man you're sleeping with is the one who bought you all
some
that.
Married African. And Portia's like, you don't know nothing.
I got a hair company.
Yeah, I got an online company on the internet called www.PortiaHair.com. Okay? And you don't know where my money come from.
What did she say to her? What was her word? She said,
you're being very contradictory.
Yeah, no, she goes, you're a contradictory. You're a contradictory.
You're a contradictory.
And Claudia's just like, you're trying to use words that are too big for you. She's like,
She's like, but you just said don't take away accolades. You just said that.
Accolades.
Accolades.
Oh my God. It's like accolades that you accumulate. Accolades.
Now, Claudia just totally.
While driving in your Acura.
Claudia just destroyed everyone. Like she just won. She just won hands down. I mean, and you know, you can see because you look on social media and, like quote unquote black Twitter, as they say. If you look, all these memes are out there right now.
Making fun. Oh my God, what is black Twitter? I want that. Is that a real thing?
No, black Twitter is just like the, it's just Twitter, but it's like when people say, if you look on black Twitter, it's like, look at what the black people are saying. I think. I mean, I hope I don't get that wrong. But it's basically, you know, like, it's like, it's sort of kind of as an, what I take it to be is like an umbrella term for like also Instagram and things like that. And so when you see a lot of memes, you know, like the Kermit the Frog meme, you know, like, but that's just me or whatever. Like, that comes sort of like from the world of black Twitter. So, like, you know, there's like a lot of like these memes going around of like Nini with like ramen on her head and like all
oh
these.
Oh my God. Those are so funny. There's so many on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Who posted this today? Paula Jones, I think, posted one saying Nini's wig truck crashed today and a ramen truck crashed. It's a picture of like a ramen all over the street. That shit's hilarious.
Yeah. By the way, from Wikipedia, Black Twitter is a cultural identity on the Twitter social network focused on issues of interest to the black community, particularly in the United States. So there. There was someone posted one of ramen over Nini's head, and like the letters, the words were basically like, and so we all, I'm messing it up. Never mind. It's not going to be funny. It's going to just sound so stupid. So,
well, I'm checking in on our Facebook because I mentioned it, and there's someone, hot Ben, hot black man alert for Ben, named Ryan Hyams. And
met Ryan. You know Ryan.
I do. He's hot. I would have remembered him.
Remember Ryan, the tall, muscly guy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. From the Abbey? Oh, my God. Yes. That guy is hot. He looks shorter on Facebook.
He's a lovely gentleman. And Ryan, if you're listening, hello.
Hi, you're hot. He wrote, Nini, I can glue my hair to my forehead. Girl, I got all kind of cars right now. I don't care what was repossessed. You just check my crib, bitch, and see the cars in my garage, and you lift the goddamn garage up. Don't tell me what's has been. Tell me what's now.
Oh, my God. Ryan is, I'll tell you one thing, Ryan is always good for some, like, Real Housewives of Atlanta, you know, shit like that.
Oh,
he knows.
So
he knows what's up.
Nini was like that. I love that. Don't talk about the past. Talk about me. I did say I was a stripper, and I liked it. What do you want me to say? Atlanta was awesome. Okay, what else happened? Because I don't even remember what else happened on
well,
that.
Well, Demetria, So once again, they pretty much all missed Demetria's little performance. You know, they like showed up for the last 5 minutes of it. So once again, you know, you said that Demetria's like Lady Edith on Downton Abbey, like nothing good ever happens to her. Once again, they like, they roll into her performance for her just to hear like the, thank you very much. It was over.
Yeah. Yeah. They got there just in time for the end. And somebody, I think somebody on her Facebook again was like, that dress was from Target. I own it. Poor thing. And then their terrible apology, too. That was so funny. She came by to say hi to Phaedra. And she's like, Phaedra, you know, that wasn't nice, the stuff I said about you. I really apologize. And Phaedra's like, okay, thanks. Phaedra can't even say she's sorry. But also, how can you come say sorry like so, and be so nice when just a second ago you were yelling about how her husband's going to prison? That's not... I don't know. I think these women are very forgiving. And I know that sounds silly to say, but if anybody talked to me like half of these women talk to each other, I would be so horrified. I'd be hiding in my house.
Well, the truth is that they're all like animals. They're just like crazy, awful people.
Yeah.
That's what it takes to be on the show.
Bye. Girl, bye. As they would say.
Girl, bye.
So that show is done for now, right? Was there anything else?
Nothing that I can really remember, to be honest. That was the main thing.
My God, that show's been so good.
It was.
Yeah, last week we spent a lot of time on Atlanta. So this week I don't have as much to say. However, If you do, if you are a subscriber and you get the Ringers, there's a whole month dedicated to Atlanta. It's Candy squeaking, Portia trying to talk English, Claudia talking about how she loves shoes, but she's not going to put miles on her vagina to get them. So go check those out on patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens.
Okay, yeah, absolutely.
So let's move on to, well, we're kind of done, but a new Housewives show has come on across the pond. And it's called The Real Housewives of Cheshire.
Yeah.
And even though I'm saying that with an Australian accent, I no likey this
one. No?
I do not like Ben. And I watched the first one. I watched the first one at 3 a.m, really drunk, while I was eating cereal. And I thought maybe it would be funny. But they're really low energy. They talk like that. And their opening lines are like, I'm a fun girl who likes chocolate and men, and I'm rich and also gorgeous, and this is how I feel about the sun. Like, there are these long paragraph monologues. One of the girls said, I like coffee, chocolate, and men, all rich, especially like my husband. Like, oh, God. And it's the same storylines. There's someone who boxes like Adrian.
Yeah.
And there's someone, you know, it was like an independent businesswoman. And then it starts with a woman having a ball and someone doesn't want to pay for tickets to the ball. I'm, yawn.
Yeah.
Yawn. Can't take it. Don't care. It sucks. Not watching it.
Yeah, I was going to watch it. And first of all, I had a very hard time even finding it. Like, I was like looking all over. I went to Delish Shows, as you said last week, and it wasn't there, or at least there wasn't a link to watching online. And then by the time I finally was able to find a link, because someone posted it on our page, I was going to watch it this morning. I was going to wake up early and watch an episode. But guess what? I set my alarm, but I forgot to actually turn the alarm clock on. And I woke up at 9:30, and then I had to be somewhere at like 10. So, apologies.
Story, Ben.
I know.
Likely story.
You know what we can also talk about real quickly is Top Chef.
Boring.
No, I like it. I like it. I mean, it's not as good as New Orleans, but I like
so
it.
So boring this season. I cannot take that show this season. And I love Top Chef.
Are you going to watch Tom Colicchio's new show? I think it airs tonight. The Best New Restaurant?
Best New Restaurant. Oh, it starts tonight? God, I'm really sucking at my job right now. Nothing is covered.
Don't worry. It's just a podcast.
That show. Okay, I watched the British version, the Gordon Ramsay's Best Restaurant, and it's really good.
How does
they
it work?
Only had one season.
How does it work?
Well, on that show, it was people nominate the best restaurants, and then they pick the ones. They have a staff that goes out and eats at all of them, and picks like the top 20 or something. And then Gordon Ramsay puts two of them against each other each episode. And one wins. And then at the end, you know, there's like a semifinals and a final. And then the one I saw, it was between these gastro modern chefs who did like weird shit like pig liver frozen in olive juice topped with frog butt or whatever. And then it was this like older Indian lady and her daughter who just made really good Indian food.
Uh-huh.
And he ended up picking the like kids, which was weird, but it was so good and so beautiful, and I cried a lot. And in the British versions of shows, Gordon Ramsay's not a prick; like, he's actually nice,
yeah,
and really charming, and he's actually there to help people instead of just abuse them. So it was really good, and I'm hoping they don't ruin it because Tom Colicchio's not nice, and
I love Tom though.
Gordon Ramsay's not nice in America, so I'm. Part of the fun of it was that it was nice, and they're like complimenting people, because even if you don't win, you're not being ripped apart because you're still one of the best restaurants in the world, you know, or in the country.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's going to be nasty. I think, you know, Tom Colicchio, he's kind of like a dick, but he's not like outwardly like nasty. And I don't get the sense that Gordon Ramsay's even going to be on camera. They just said he was producing it. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, how many shows can the fucking guy do? He's in like 20 shows a year.
I know. It's insane.
So, I'll watch that one. But Top Chef, first of all, they had an episode where no one gets eliminated. Why?
Yeah. Well, because the parents came and their family came, and that one Asian girl's mom was so cute.
They still eliminate people on other seasons when their family's there.
No, but this time the family members had to create like a dish, and so I think it would have been too mean to like eliminate someone based on like someone who's totally inept in the kitchen. You know, like that's not really fair. I backed that they didn't eliminate anyone. I was okay with it. You know, I'm like I am an apologist for Top Chef, so don't mind me.
I just, to me, that nothing happens on that show, and it's not, I don't, if they, again, I mean, I say this all the time, if they were at least showing them cooking, I could be into it. But at this point, it's just a bunch
of
people.
Stop coughing!
I know. It's been 3 weeks now, and I feel good, but I still have that lingering cough.
Honestly, take Robitussin lingering cough. It's really good.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, you can get it at Rock and Roll Ralph's.
Lingering cough, it's called?
Because my coughs linger like crazy. It's like the cranberries up in here, all they do is linger. And it has cut down the time of the lingering quite a bit for me in the past.
I don't even understand what's happening to me. I quit smoking 3 years ago. I should be healthy. No, that's not helping.
Are you taking any sort of cough syrup?
Well, I did, but I mean, I was taking cold medicine and cough syrup for 2 weeks, and now I actually feel better. I don't feel sick at all.
Yeah, take the lingering cough, because what it does is it means you'll cough less, and that way you'll do less sort of like damage. Not damage. Damage sounds too severe, but like, you know,
the more you cough, it does damage you. I think that's why I'm still coughing.
Yeah, the more you cough, the more you irritate your lungs, and the more you irritate your lungs, the more you have to cough. So it like it kills that cycle a little bit, and it also, according to my doctor, because I had a really bad lingering cough last year or 2 years ago, it also helps break up some of the mucus that's in there. So I'm telling you, Robitussin, lingering cough.
Okay, I'll do it.
Not even paying for that. That was a free spot for Robitussin, because Lord knows Robitussin needs the money, right?
Oh my God, you sound like Geraldo on Celebrity Apprentice. He's like, this chock full of nuts owes me big. I mean, I normally get paid a ton of money for these endorsements.
The most recognizable voice in the country.
Oh, he is so fucking arrogant.
Oh, I love him.
And the one where he's like insisting on taking selfies of him shirtless. Oh, God.
He is a gem. He is a gem.
That show, why does it need to be 2 hours a week? It's killing me. We barely even talked about it.
I know.
Well, why am I watching it? I'm only watching it for this stupid podcast. We didn't even talk about it.
We talked about it a little bit. We talked about it way back like 10 hours ago when this podcast started.
That's it, eh?
I think that's it. I was going to talk about like some of the other stuff, but I suddenly have to go to the bathroom very badly.
To apologize to people. I think we owe people an apology because we were like, watch Cheshire. You have to watch Real Housewives of Cheshire. And then it's terrible. And I don't want to cover that. I've had enough. Also, the Shaws are coming back.
Yeah, in March. Shaws are coming back in March. We saw our first commercial again since the...
And Melbourne is coming back. I think this Melbourne. Week or next week.
And then
are we going to
Southern...
watch Melbourne while it's on, or are we going to do
Melbourne's coming back on Bravo? I mean, I know it's back in Australia, but I didn't know they were airing it on Bravo already.
I don't know, actually, Ben. I guess we should just bring that back when they start airing it on Bravo, right?
Yeah, let's just do that when it's on Bravo so that way more people can watch it with us.
We're not getting people arrested for stealing stuff online.
Southern Charm is coming back.
Oh yeah, okay. So we don't need another Housewives show. We're gonna be just fine here on this podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get through it together.
Oh. Okay, everybody. Thank you so much for listening, and thanks for all your support on patreon.com/watchwhatcrappins. Find our social media links at watchwhatcrappins.com. Find Real Housewives of Beverly Hills recaps on Trash Talk TV by me. And find Ben's other podcast, the Banta Blenta, by searching on Twitter. I mean, Black Twitter. I've got
Google.
Black Twitter in my hand, right? Your podcast probably does show up on Black Twitter, actually.
Yeah.
Search for it on Stitcher, iTunes, all the good podcast places. Yeah. And thank you to everybody on our Facebook page for being hilarious. It was another fun show of reading all
so
of your
fun.
Comments and stealing them.
And hopefully we'll see some of you on the Hangout tomorrow night, or Thursday, I should say, because you don't know when we're listening to it.
Yeah. Thursday the 22nd, 6 p.m. Pacific.
Google Hangout. Details will be on Facebook and Patreon. So.
Yeah. And that's it. Love you guys. Yeah. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schleichinger, slicing drab. I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.